I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're on The Burt Show.
She's hosting a party for her niece at her home, but doesn't want to invite the mother because she doesn't like her.
Wow.
Like, can you eat? First, before we even get to the email, I don't even know how that's humanly possible to invite someone's child to your house for a birthday party and then be like, nah, sorry, mom, you're not allowed, even though it's, I don't know, your kid.
I don't know a world that that's acceptable.
I don't know a world where that's acceptable either.
I've actually been in this exact situation.
Shut up. What? Are you serious?
Yeah. I don't know if I can really air out the family drama, but I've been in this exact scenario.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't air out the family drama, but what ultimately happened? Did the person attend? Did the person not attend? Did the party go on? Like,
so I was the child in this situation, and I was the one to, I was an adult, so I just cut ties in respect for my family member.
Really?
Who was disliked by this other family member.
Shut up.
Wow.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So I actually still grapple with it today. I don't know if it was the right decision.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right. So this email reads, "Hey, Burt Show, I'm reaching out on some mixed feelings I have on a situation with my niece's mother and would love to get your advice. Our relationship went downhill a year ago when she cheated on my brother." So this is her sister-in-law. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is her sister-in-law. "Our feelings towards her changed and how we saw her. I always told my brother I would support him in any decision he decides to make, but to always put my niece first. He decided to take her back and they did couples therapy. Recently, my brother found out that she never stopped cheating and cheated before she got pregnant, during and after."
Yikes.
During?
Take a break.
Girl.
Whoa.
Let it rest.
You gotta be tired.
Oh, geez. Okay. "As always, I'm here to support my brother. He told me he was done with her and they would work on co-parenting. After the, in quotations, breakup, their fights would get extremely bad to the point where the police got involved in one of them. The police suggested I would take my niece for the night so they could calm down and work things out. I'm a stay-at-home mom and basically the family babysitter. I love having a full house and all the kids coming over here. They know this is a safe space and I provide everything for them to feel comfortable and for my house to be their second home. I make sure to be a huge part of all my nieces and nephews' lives. I normally do a dinner for all the kids' birthdays. I wouldn't consider it an actual birthday party since it's just the family kids. After the police got called during their argument, I had to pick up my niece. I wasn't too sure how long I could tolerate her. I'm super huge on my mental health considering I tend to the kids. I have my husband and I'm also caring for my grandmother with dementia. I cannot handle any more outside stress. My brother started talking to one of my friends and this is where it went completely downhill. So, my niece's mom, I guess that's her sister-in-law, texted me at 2 a.m. on Sunday morning, trying to pick a fight after finding out he was talking to my friend. She told me I could not plan anything for my niece's birthday. This is where my feelings got hurt. I felt as if she was only trying to use my niece as bait, to pick a fight. She loves drama, loves starting fights. She knew this would be the only way to get to me. We argued back and forth that morning, and I had to come to the point where I told her she was not allowed at my house or anywhere near my property. And if that means I can no longer babysit my niece, so be it. And I blocked her from my phone. My brother calls me the next day and asks me if I can still babysit my niece. I told him I'd be more than happy to watch her as long as I don't have to deal with her mother. He agreed, and so did she. He also brought up the birthday dinner. I told him I'd still like to do that for her, but she is not welcome in my home. My brother told me he fully supports me and doesn't want him or my niece's mother to get involved in my relationship with my niece. I also cannot trust her to not lash out in front of the kids. I only have one child, and my daughter has never seen me and her dad fight, and we agreed she should never be exposed to that kind of environment. On top of that, my mom and sister are no longer comfortable with her, not just because of our argument, but because my niece isn't her priority. Her priority is partying, drinking, and doing drugs. This past Sunday, I was combing my niece's hair. I ran my finger through her hair and felt bumps. My niece had 3 ticks on the side of her head under her hair. She doesn't brush my niece's hair daily and always comes in dirty clothes. She takes her to a campsite Friday morning for a few hours while my brother's at work. That means she had those ticks on her since Friday. It also made me realize if I wouldn't have brushed her hair or so, if I wasn't watching her, when would they have realized she had ticks? My brother is to blame in this situation as well because he should have been more on top of things. Thankfully, my niece is okay. My niece's mother has been planning a birthday party for my niece to which our whole side of the family was not invited. I wasn't angry about it because I knew I would make sure we celebrated her anyway. So my question to you, Burt Show, am I the a-hole for not allowing my niece's mother to come to my house for my niece's birthday? Thanks in advance. Mm. Well, I did a turnabout.
I was about to say, that email sure turned me around. I completely get it.
I 100% get it.
Yeah, keep her out.
Right? I don't blame her at all.
No.
But mainly because it also seems like her niece's mom doesn't want to be a part of her life at all. So it's like there's no point of her coming to the birthday dinner because it's just going to be a fight or drama or something even worse.
And also, she's throwing her daughter a party, like, and she's not inviting that family. And they're fine. We're like, yeah. So if she wasn't planning something else, I would feel like for the sake of the niece to include the mom, maybe. But since she's already planning something, girl, you are well within your right. Like, obviously involve the brother. I wouldn't even say I'm throwing my niece a party. Be like, my brother and I are throwing my niece a party, his daughter. And that's your family celebration. And that's what sometimes what co-parenting boils down to. She just gets to have 2 parties.
I thought at the end, maybe the brother like forgave her and they were still together. And then in that instance, I'm like, okay, it's tough to not invite her because if the brother forgave her, you got to go with it. But for them, if they're not together and all this drama, I see absolutely nothing wrong with not inviting her.
All right, so cool. Congratulations. You're not the a-hole. It's the Burt Show.
You're on the Burt Show.